News. I'm Laura Winters. President Biden at Camp David hosting the leaders of Japan and South Korea for talks about China. Americans not feeling good about their finances this Friday. Voters bashing Bidenomics. A new Fox News poll shows 52% of registered voters say the president has made the economy worse. The survey also asking Republicans the most important issue facing the country right now. The economy, number one, coming in at 48%, followed by immigration, crime, and election integrity. The Trump news conference scheduled for Monday in Bedminster, New Jersey, canceled.
Former President Trump says next week's scheduled news conference in New Jersey, where he planned to release a report on his election fraud, is no longer happening. On Truth Social, Trump posted that on advice of his lawyers, he will now release that report in formal legal filings. He claimed the report will exonerate him from his recent indictment in Georgia for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election in the state. I'm Corey Myers.
Hurricane Hillary churning, and it's expected to hit Southern California this weekend.
Hillary is now a powerful Category 4 hurricane in the Pacific, and it's prompted the first ever tropical storm watch for Southern California. National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan says the rainfall in California could be historic.
That's as much rain as some of these areas get in an entire year, and much of it could fall in the matter of days, or even most of it could fall in a matter of just even a few hours.
The latest report from the National Hurricane Center puts the storm about 250 miles south of Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. The storm is expected to weaken before it hits Southern California, but will still likely bring heavy rain and flooding to the region. It's expected to make landfall as a tropical storm in the U.S. Sunday night or early Monday morning. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And a flash mob task force being created in some towns in California to crack down on gangs stealing from high-end clothing and jewelry stores. This is USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. That's 800-738-0170.
We continue our coverage now on USA News of the storm prep underway in San Diego, California.
Now is the time to put away your patio furniture. Bring in any items from the yard or porch that could get loose in the high winds. You want to protect your stuff, and you want to keep it from becoming a weapon if it flies towards someone or something. Fill your gas tank and move your car to higher ground if your parking lot tends to flood in heavy rains. Make sure you have flashlights and batteries. They're way safer than candles. Precharge your devices and mobile chargers and stock up on your favorite snacks. At the least, it could be some fun family time at home. I'm Lucinda Kay.
Turning now to politics and the race for the White House in 2024, former President Trump calling the indictment in Georgia a witch hunt.
Trump's attorneys recommended the trial start in April of 2026, which is over 2 years longer than the original date prosecutors are seeking. The election interference case is one of four criminal cases Trump's now dealing with, and one of two taking place at the federal level. Special Counsel Jack Smith and his team requested jury selection take place by December, with the trial starting January 2nd. I'm Ryan Daniels.
It is still not known if Trump, the GOP frontrunner, will attend the first debate being held this Wednesday night.
Former President Trump is suggesting he won't participate in the first Republican primary debate. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said his poll numbers are extraordinary, as he's polling well ahead of the other Republican candidates, and questioned why he would make an appearance.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.